And Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken joins us from Washington, as he does frequently. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Now, Senator, you authored an amendment to the financial reform bill currently being debated in Congress. You said the amendment was neither conservative nor liberal, but just made common sense. Tell us about the amendment.
Well, first of all, it fits very much into the whole scope of the Wall Street Reform Bill, which is to hold Wall Street accountable to make sure this doesn't, what happened doesn't happen again. And part of what the whole cause of this thing, part of and a major part of it, was the rating agencies, which gave AAA ratings to a lot of bonds and securities that really didn't deserve it. And the reason for that, I believe, and a lot of most experts believe, a big reason for that is a conflict of interest, which is that the banks that would be issuing these securities or bonds would essentially pay for the rating, would pay the rating agency directly for the rating. And so it was in the interest of the rating agency to give the instrument a high rating, a AAA rating, so that next time the bank was buying that service, they'd pay them. They'd buy, you know, come back. So there was a major conflict of interest that the rating agencies had an interest in inflating the ratings. So what you had was a lot of AAA ratings for subprime mortgage-backed securities or CDOs, which were bets on those, and it was a large part of this financial meltdown. So what I did was create a third party under the Securities and Exchange Commission, a board comprised of private people, not government people, mainly investors, people who are pension managers or managers of university endowments, someone from the credit rating agency, someone from the banks, an independent person, that would assign these each issue to be rated by a rating agency, but would assign them not randomly, but over by some method that they chose, that would get rid of this conflict of interest. And when I say it wasn't conservative and it wasn't liberal and wasn't even moderate, it was just common sense, is that I had the backing of both conservative senators from Mississippi. Roger Wicker was a co-sponsor in this, and he, what they call, whipped it. In other words, he went around to other Republicans and urged this, and it passed overwhelmingly. And it was just an example, a very satisfying example of solving a problem that had nothing to do with, is this liberal, is this conservative, is this middle of the road, is nothing. It was just common sense. It just made sense to do it.
Well, you have, or did have, a face-to-face meeting with the president's Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan. What are your reactions?
I was very impressed with Elena Kagan. She has impressive credentials. She was the first dean of the Harvard Law School, first woman dean of the Harvard Law School. She was the first woman solicitor general, who is the chief advocate for the federal government and argues before the Supreme Court. And more than that, I just enjoyed, I spent about 45 minutes with her. You know, I'm on the Judiciary Committee, but I'm not a lawyer. And I explained to her that I kind of feel like a proxy for the people of Minnesota to ask how, you know, the Supreme Court affects average, everyday Minnesotans and Americans. And we had a really good talk, and I was very impressed.
Well, now you said you're not a lawyer. Are you going to meet with some lawyers or legal scholars?
I am, and I did this last time with Sotomayor. I came, you know, when I was in Minnesota, I met with some of the best legal minds in Minnesota, had a round table, and, you know, got suggestions on kinds of approach I should take in the hearings, and I'm going to do that again.
Let's talk about BP and the oil spill. Where are we, and what should Congress be looking at doing on this spill and offshore drilling in general?
Well, I think that we learned something from this, which is that we have a real problem in some of the coziness of the agencies, the mineral extraction agency, that has to be cleaned up. This didn't get the proper permit. I think we really have to take a kind of a deep breath here and look at what we learned from this. I mean, the first thing we have to do is try to stop this. and find a solution. There's an interesting, there's a product called A-Plus Absorbent, which is made of peat, it's from Minnesota, and evidently soaks this stuff up great. So I think we should be putting that stuff in the Gulf. But and doing everything we can, of course, to close off that leak. But we've discovered a lot of disturbing stuff about what didn't happen properly here. And, I think that if this had happened before the president talked about expanding offshore drilling, I don't think he would have done that. And I think the smart thing to do, the prudent thing to do right now, is to take a deep breath and take a look at what happened here and learn the lessons that we need to have learned from it.
It sounds like the Minerals Management Services Division of Department of Interior is a little complicit.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? And we heard terrible things that it did during the Bush administration. I mean, including literally being in bed with the oil industry and doing drugs and stuff like that. And while Secretary Salazar, I know, put them under review, I don't know if some of the practices were changed. I don't think those practices continued, but I think there was, again, a little bit too much coziness and a little bit of willingness to give permits when they shouldn't have been given. So, we're believe me, this is now the subject of many hearings, and the lesson will be learned.
We've been speaking with Senator Al Franken. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.